Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Podcast One presents House of Kim with Kim Zolciak-Bierman. Join Kim, her husband, and six children as she shares her journey to success and the positive mentality that brought her there. Come on in and make yourself at home. Now, here's your host, Kim Zolciak-Bierman.
I was a little bit, I guess I could say, sad that you guys didn't get to see as much of what went on, I feel like.
We had a psychic there that was so incredible and so dead on that people were like freaking out.
Right.
We had an incredible photo booth that we all had so much fun at the entire night.
Yep.
From gambling, I mean, just...
Yeah, tables were loaded, so many...
Slot machines going crazy. Right. I mean, the party went on till like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And you guys got to see just a few minutes of it. Bizarre.
Right. Yeah.
I was definitely disappointed with that as well.
Yeah.
For sure.
I don't know, you know, and we get to see, you know, the episode slightly before you guys. And so, but we were hoping for a lot more content there and it just, I don't know, it wasn't there. So.
Very strange. Yeah. No, I'm very surprised that it was as short as it was.
Right.
You know, I definitely think you could have had a full episode.
Yeah.
At least. Just the party alone.
At least.
Yeah.
If not one and a half.
No, it was pretty intense. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad I have all the footage from everybody else. They
right.
sent me all their videos because they're like, oh my God, they didn't even show half the party. I'm like, I know.
Yeah.
So anyhow, it was cool. Brielle Furniture shopped in the beginning, which was cute and all, and she bought some stuff. Her and Slade, you know, we're talking about getting back together.
Brielle Furniture shopping. I didn't even know she went there.
No, she just decides randomly that she wants to like be a go-getter. And she's going to handle everything on her own, getting her own apartment and getting all her own furniture and until she has to figure out how to get the shit there.
What's hilarious to me is like, you know, I think my first place, I sure as heck wasn't furniture shopping for a $4,500 bed.
I know, that's right.
You know, like.
Yeah. I bought like a matching set. So like I had the couch with
right.
the entertainment center.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe rooms to go for maybe $1,100, $1,200 maybe.
For sure.
Something
for
like
sure.
that.
Yeah.
Like
living the high life, baby. She works for it. She works
no,
for it.
No, I'm not. I say that not in any
I know.
In any breath other than like, it's just funny, you know, to me that Brielle, you know, and that's Brielle and I, as you see this season, we kind of butt heads just on our philosophies and kind of where she's at. And she's growing up in a different time than when I grew up. And it's not even like I grew up, you know, decades ago or, you know, it's just so things have changed so fast in a matter of years that have drastically altered the way we function in life and live in life and what people are able to do and capable of and the opportunities that are presented to people, right at their fingertips. All of that has just changed the world that Brielle's growing up in, much different than what I grew up in and much different than what you grew up in. It's just, I don't know. It's just, I try to, I don't know.
But you have to take that all into consideration.
Right.
You know,
I think
Brielle does very well for herself, and I probably would be a hell of a lot worse than Brielle is if I had her kind of money. And
right. Well, it's not even about Brielle doing well off or well not. You know,
I'm saying that she can have, it's not like she's sitting there, you know, and can't afford to buy these purchases. We couldn't afford to buy these purchases
right.
at her age.
Right. But just because you can afford, my whole thing is here, just because you can afford it doesn't mean that you have to go do it, you know, and that's what
no.
I'm trying to get Brielle to understand. You don't have to have the $6,000 a month apartment like we had the argument about. You don't have to have the $4,500 bed, you know, like, yeah, those are nice
right.
things but
it's definitely within her budget.
Right. Right.
But
I'm not saying it's not,
I get what you're saying. I get. Yeah. I mean, I hear you. Definitely hear you.
Yeah. So it's not that Brielle is out of her means. It's just that I want Brielle to maybe see my side, and I'm trying to As you see,
I think you only go back to you at her age and you're like, I could never do that. So.
Well, no, it's not that I could never do it. It's that you, when you, when you're trying to build something, you can go about it different ways, you know, and that's all I'm trying to do. As you'll see throughout the season and you've seen already, we butt heads because I would build differently than what, than the way Brielle builds, you know? And so it's just trying to find a balance per se of letting her learn and do her own thing and guide her at the same time, you know?
Right.
Right.
No, I hear you.
Yeah.
Anyways. Okay, Croy, that's good. Thanks so much for all that input. I'm just messing with you. You guys, let's talk about FabFitFun. What is it? It's a seasonal subscription box with full size. Yes, full size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products. You guys know that I'm obsessed. It's a box that you get four times a year. It's literally like Christmas four times a year at my door. Their winter editor's box was amazing. So I know the spring box is going to be epic. You guys do not want to miss out. They sell out super duper fast. Head over to www.fabfitfun.com and use code Kim so that you can save $10 off your first box, making it only $39.99. Again, that's fabfitfun.com and use code Kim. Yeah. How about Kaya, the gossip queen? She scares me. Like, she scares me. She's like going to be a drama queen when she's in high school.
Right. She's definitely in the know.
She is very much in the know and acts like she doesn't know a damn thing. Uh-huh. That's the funny part of the story. She's very sneaky.
Yep.
She'll notice how I do my eyelashes and she'll be doing it all of a sudden. Or, I mean, she observes, she watches every move I make. And then she can reenact any move that I make. She's hilarious.
Gotta watch what you say around her.
Yeah, she's like, Brielle's been eating a lot of poop and ice cream. Her Spanish accent comes out quite a bit.
It does.
Ariana, we just sent her off to prom today. We are pre-taping this on Saturday, you guys, because we'll be in New York City coming home Monday. And I wanted to get this to you guys on time, so we're pre-taping it. But Ariana just went off to prom.
She did.
With Chandler. And she looked so incredibly beautiful. Her dress was from Sherry Hill, as always. Beautiful white dress. Like, oh my God, it had a train on it. She looked beautiful. She had a great spray tan, honey. Great spray tan. Hair colors on point. I mean, she just looked really, really beautiful. So we went up the street to our neighbor's house, who has a really beautiful yard, and everybody was taking photos there. Right. And then my neighbors were texting me, telling me to get control of all the traffic. And I'm like, it's not my house or my party. Traffic. Like, it's not my traffic. Right. And they're like, well, we called the security and the security guard said it was the Bierman residence. And I was like, well, does it look like the cars are in front of my house? It's not.
Right.
So it's like, anytime there's a fucking problem in the neighborhood, it's the Biermans. Anyways, I was like, people stop texting me.
It's getting out of hand.
How about lunch with my brother? It was really exciting to have my brother fly in and come to my birthday. That was really cool. It was really great to see him.
That was the first time you'd seen him.
And he's so full of shit. Ariana was like a newborn baby at Thanksgiving when the last time I saw them. She's 17. So it was 17 years ago.
Give or take 2 or 3 years. It doesn't matter. It was a long time.
He just has to prove a point.
Right. Yeah. But it was a long time.
Yeah.
Doesn't
it was
matter.
Really good to see him. I wasn't overly thrilled with the comment from his wife that Brielle's half naked. And then Mike said, we all are. I thought that was very inappropriate. And I felt like, well, what's showing? Because my tits were barely out. My arms were covered, everything else was covered, and my boots met my dress, so there was no skin showing.
Well,
but what?
You know, it's a different world. You know, we live in front of cameras, we live in front of the spotlight.
Why is it a different world?
Your scope of clothes, I think, are broader, that you guys are into fashion and
okay, you know. None of us were half naked.
No,
so
I'm
that
not
was
saying,
a very inappropriate comment.
No, I'm not saying but maybe to them, you were, you know, it's not like
she was showing more skin than me. So how do you figure, sweetie?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just saying, you know, people's
but just because we live in, just because we're on TV doesn't mean we're any different than anybody else.
I'm not saying we are different. I'm just saying what we do is different than other people, you know, and people's perspective can be different. Everybody's perspective is different, right? So what?
Regardless, Croy, it was an inappropriate comment.
Right.
So that's it. End of story. I don't give a fuck if you like my clothes or not.
Right.
I don't care what the fuck you think about anything.
Right.
That was an inappropriate comment, period.
Well, I think maybe they forgot, too. There was a comment between them, and they forgot they were being recorded.
Okay. Well, whatever. There was a lot more footage of my brother and I throughout the night.
Right.
And
that's what
stuff.
I was saying, too, about the party.
You know, you guys didn't get to see that. How sweet was Chipper Jones to meet my brother? On the way back into the neighborhood. He's so nice. His wife, Taylor, is so sweet. They were so quick to say, absolutely. Like, yeah, we'll come out real quick and say hi. Really made my brother's trip, and just really nice people. So they didn't have to do that. And Chipper's always really sweet with everyone that, you know, Chipper and freaking out over him. And he's always been very kind and sweet to stop and take photos and be appreciative of all of his fans. So how about all of Brielle's exes showing up? John Castro looks so cute. Like, he's grown up. Like, it's Brielle and John dated like when they were like 12 or 13. I thought for sure these two were going to get married.
Eighth grade, right? Eighth grade?
Yeah. What would that be? I don't even know.
Seventh, eighth grade. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So, such a sweet. He's so sweet. His family is so sweet. His mom is so gorgeous. Jesus. His family, I really love his family. Just good people in general. So it was good to see him. Of course, Slade is so sweet.
They're all very nice guys.
Yeah, you know? Brielle definitely picks out great guys.
Right, and it's and I feel sorry for the guys because she just is
a bitch.
Well, that and she's like, what are you doing? Like, you invite one to one party and then one to the next party the next week. You don't invite all four to the same party.
Yeah,
you know, like
no, that's not Brielle for you. But they all. Came
right.
And
just with a smile. And
yeah, like, hey, Brielle, she picks out really. Parker's a really good kid. Slade's a really good guy. They're all good guys.
Yeah,
that's the funny part, and that's probably why there was no fights because they are all good guys, right. You know. But anyways, the party ended well, you guys. I just wish you got to see a lot more of it than you did. But anyhow, I've shared a lot of the footage on Instagram and stuff, which is fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so Ariana's off to prom. And I can't believe it. Like, how is it possible that she's at a prom? She'll be 18, you guys, this year. It's mind blowing to me. I don't know how I did it. I don't know how I got through all these years prior to you. I really
senior
don't.
In high school, she's going to be a senior. She's
and I know that she's going to leave me as soon as she graduates high school.
Weeks away. She says that, you know, and the only reason why she's going to leave is because she's going to go to college. And I know she's going to do that. But I she's going to miss us. She's going to miss our family. She's going to miss the you know, our camaraderie and you know.
Yeah, her and Kane. She's very close with the littles. Yeah. She loves to come to their games. And yeah, she's definitely going to miss us. But we'll see. Because if she goes maybe to like UCLA or something, maybe we'll just have to move out there, babe.
Oh, man.
You guys, let me tell you what happened the other day. My girlfriend Sean is here. We've been organizing and getting rid of a bunch of stuff in my closet. And I like my wine in the afternoon. I like my wine at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I always have liked my wine at that time. I've never like been one to really, unless I'm out to dinner or something, I'll have a glass. But like, I've always liked it at lunch. So I'm like, hey, babe, could you pour me a glass of wine? He's like, you don't have any more. And I'm like, shut up, Croy. So now I drink 2013 Cake Bread Reserve Chardonnay. And I'm sharing this specific information with you because I know you can't get it anywhere in the f***ing world. So that's why I'm telling you what it is. So I love this specific year. I'm not into the 2014. I don't like them. I really like this specific year. So Croy's like, no, I swear you don't have any. I'm like, give me the keys. So we go into the wine cellar and we don't have, there's no wine. But here's the thing. I would have remembered taking last.
You can't say there's no wine because that sucker's full. Of wine.
No, there's none of the wine that I want and the only wine that I really like. So I'm mad as f- you guys. I'm livid. Like, how could you take the last bottle and not say like, hey, babe, you're out of wine. No, like nobody says anything. So I'm like, Sean, somebody stole my wine, Sean. And she's like, somebody stole your wine. I'm like, yes. You know that 2013 cake bread? Well, mind you, we've had about 49 cases of it. We were able to like over the last year and a half, 2 years, we were able to like gather from all these different stores and distributors throughout the United States cases of cake bread.
Right.
So we had like 49 cases, which when you have that, you think it's never going to end, right? Well, the time has come. And I'm like, they stole my fucking wine. And Sean's like, wait, the wine that's locked up? I'm like, shut up, Sean. So I was beside myself. I put a tweet or a Snapchat and an Instagram post like, if anybody knows where you can find 2013, which thanks to all of you. I really appreciate your emails. We were able to find a place that had a couple cases left. But I put a post that said, hey, you guys, anybody know where I can get 2013? And Brielle sends it to me. She's like, you are like a crackhead. Like, what the hell's wrong with you? Nobody posts this shit. Like, need an ASAP. Like, what is wrong with you? So I had to chuckle. Well, long story short, so we just got an email from the actual like cake bread themselves.
From the winery.
From the winery, right? That says, hey, you know, we know you're huge fans. We'd be happy to go into our library and bring some out for you. I was running around what?
Go ahead. Keep going. You're running around your house freaking out. But here's the question. Here's the question. The real serious question. Are you going to save it? Because they're only going to give you a few.
No, I'm not saving it.
You're not going to, like, are you going to savor it? Like, is this, once this is it. Like, at some point, there will be no more 2013.
Shut up. You're like a mood killer tonight. Like, what is popping?
What?
No.
What moods have I killed?
Let me act like it's a never ending.
It's not. So here's the question. What are you going to do?
Well, I want to take it to Turks and Caicos with us.
I know.
Week. So you need to make sure you email them back or have Jason email them back so that we can say, yes, thank you so much.
Of course.
I need the wine. Can we get it here by Thursday?
Send me the four bottles. Great. What do we do after the four bottles?
I don't know. Maybe that'll give me time to find another wine that I like.
You've had time. It's not like all of a sudden the last week you're like, oh, man. 2014's running out.
Well, Tracy found five bottles a couple weeks ago. 13? Yeah, 2013. You don't even know?
2013's running out. Like, we've known this for months, and we've been digging and finding, and every once in a while, somebody in New York will have it, or somebody in Texas, or...
You guys want to know something? You can't ship alcohol to Georgia from, like, certain places.
Yeah.
So, my husband... God bless him. And if it shows up and it is Cake Bread 2013, he's going to be a very spoiled boy for a little while.
That's what you said.
Okay, we'll see. Trust me. So Croy's like, Brielle, I need an address. I need an address. I found, you know, three cases of Cake Bread. I need an address. And Brielle's like, okay. And she's like, Bruce in Montana or so-and-so. And Croy's like, nope, somewhere closer. So we come up with Nate, one of Brielle's friends. He lives in North Carolina, Charlotte. Yeah. So the lady is shipping these three cases to Charlotte. And then one of Brielle's other friends who comes home every weekend from Charlotte, because he lives here, but he works in Charlotte, is going to drive the cases here Friday before we go to Turks and Caicos.
Yeah. You only get like one sip a day. Then it's going to last you a year. You
know? I've been in the worst fucking mood because I don't have my wine. Nothing else tastes good. Brielle went to the liquor store. I used to drink Farniente. I love Farniente. I got a bottle of 2016. It was out of this world. So I'm mad as shit, right? I'm pissed off. My wine's gone. Sean's in my closet. I'm just cussing the whole time. So Brielle goes to the liquor store, brings back 2016. I love it. I'm like, you know what? I found something comparable. I'm so excited.
Yeah, guess what?
Well, guess what? Brielle goes back to get more wine, 2016, and they're like, oh, I'm sorry. We're sold out. We only have 2017. I said, okay, get a couple bottles. Again, not the same. So the struggle is real. But I do appreciate you guys sending me all the emails and all of the good stuff. Croy and I went out to dinner last night, you guys, to a place called Little Alley's Steakhouse.
Yep.
So Little Alley's Steakhouse, so cute in downtown Roswell.
Yeah.
Packed. Really, really good.
Roswell was packed.
Beyond packed.
I mean, we live in our little bubble, and I love our bubble.
Yeah.
But we haven't been out.
I wore these new fishnet Louboutins. They're so like tights with heels. And I definitely felt like I was a little bit inappropriately dressed for downtown Roswell.
You do? Yeah. I don't think you're ever inappropriately dressed.
Well, no. I mean, everything was covered, but the restaurant was really good. Great food. Our table was like right at the front, so it was a little bit much for us, but the GM asked us how everything was, and I said, you know, next time, girl, I want a table in the back. Who do you think shows up to our dinner? Brielle and Zach. I wasn't surprised. She does it a lot, and she can track me. They were trying to figure out for the last 2 days where we were going to go to dinner, and Tracy, me, and Croy, we were like talking in code so they wouldn't know. Well, we're almost to the restaurant. Brielle's like, so you're going to Little Alley Steakhouse? And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to kill this bitch. So she ended up coming to, we were pretty much done with our food. Right. We ended up, you know, having, I like Opus One, you guys. It's one of my favorite wines, red wines, and pretty much the only red wine I drink. But I tend to get flushed quite a bit when I drink it, which actually didn't happen last night
at all.
Good. There's no rhyme or reason, like Tracy says with her rosacea, like she... It will happen or it won't happen,
right. But
it's not happening. So I'm very happy.
Good.
But anyway, so we had some really good wine last night. We had three bottles of wine last night with Brielle and Zach and Croy. We had just a really good, nice dinner. Of course, I got home. I got in the bed. I like fell asleep sitting up with my robe on. But so it was a really good time. It was good date night. Our date nights are so expensive. Like we get these crazy bottles of wine and crazy amount. I mean, the food was pretty pricey, don't you think?
Yeah, I would say like when you look online and they give you the little dollar signs, it's probably like $4 signs. So it was up there. But they
look at those fucking dollar signs.
Yeah. They offer some really high quality food though. It's like
they have Maine lobster tail, which like
right.
as you know, is out of this world now. That's kind of what I grew up on. So seafood up north is way different and way better than it is down here.
Yep. And they source all of their meat local. Their chicken's local from Springer Mountain Farms. And then their beef, steakhouse, obviously, is from a butcher, one of the oldest butchers in Chicago. And they specifically cut the meat for Little Alley's. They cut it right there. They age it for them there. And then they ship it. So really, really high quality, good, good meat. They had Wagyu if you wanted to go crazy on the spectrum of beef, but you know,
yeah,
it was good. It was really, really good food.
Really good food,
good flavor, but not too rich. It wasn't like, you know, dripping in oil and butter and salt. And so
no, it was really great food.
No, it was great.
So anyways, really great restaurant, great food, and yeah, it was really, really great.
It was a great little night.
It was a very fun night and a great restaurant. We never tend to try any new places because we just stick with what we know. And this one was really good. So anyhow.
So if you're in downtown Roswell, you might have seen us. You probably saw Kim. She stood out.
Ah, thanks, baby. Okay, you guys, our positive segment.
Keeping it positive.
Enjoy, people. It's our positive segment.
Turn that frown upside down.
Make all your wishes come true. Who's playing or who? I guess this is going to air Monday, so I wonder if anybody's going to win the Powerball.
When is Saturday?
It's tonight.
Oh, my goodness.
It's tonight.
There's
so
going to be a great day for somebody. Hey, side note, Mr. $1.5 billion claimed.
Stop talking. I get so pissed about this.
Mr. $1.5 billion claimed the ticket. Why he waited till March literally makes no sense to me. Makes no sense. We, I've read some of the articles. There was a CPA saying, you know, hey, it makes sense to wait, you know, for him to wait till January 1st because of the new tax law for 2019. You know, that's, he would have saved a ton of money with taxes, but to wait till March made absolutely no sense. So I personally think it was somebody driving through the area that, hey, I think he had some money or was, you know, middle class, and maybe he's going to set himself up nice and, you know, had to set himself up. I mean, I don't know, or just lost his mind for 6 months, like, or 5 months. I mean, he literally had like 2 weeks to claim. Like, he waited till like almost 2 weeks until he almost ran out of time.
Mm-hmm.
Makes no sense.
Makes absolutely no sense.
And now back to House of Kim.
Okay, let's go back to making all your dreams come true and your wishes come true, you guys. I don't know if you guys know this, but hundreds of native cultures throughout the centuries have traditionally given thanks for what they want before they receive it, creating elaborate ceremonies to put as much energy as they could into giving thanks. The Egyptians have celebrated the flooding of the Nile River since ancient time to ensure the continual flow of water in the river. American Indians and Australians perform rain dances. Various African tribes perform ceremonies for their food before they hunt it. And the very nature of prayer in every culture and religion is giving thanks before having received what is desired. The law of attraction says that like attracts like, which means you must form in your mind a likeness or an image of what you want. Then to attract your desire to you, you have to feel as though it's yours, so that how you feel is also like how you would feel when you have it and have achieved what you wanted. The easiest way to do that is to be grateful for what you want before you receive it. If it never occurred to you before to use gratitude to receive what you want, you have now discovered another one of these incredible magical powers. The very words in the Holy Scripture promise exactly that. Whoever has gratitude now will be given more in the future, and he or she will still have abundance. Gratitude is something you must have before you can receive, not something that you simply do after something good has happened. Most people are grateful after they receive something good, but to make all your wishes come true and change your entire life by filling it with riches in every single area, you must be truly grateful before and after. Through the act of being sincerely grateful for receiving your desires beforehand, you immediately form an image in your mind that you have it. You feel as though you have it, and you're fulfilling your part. If you continue to hold onto that image and feeling, you will magically receive your desire. You won't know how you'll receive it, and it's not your job to figure that out. You don't try to figure out how gravity is going to keep you on the ground when you go for a walk, do you? You trust and know that when you go for a walk, the law of gravity will keep you firmly on the ground. Likewise, you must trust and know that when you're grateful for what you want will be magically moved to you because it's the law of the universe. So what do you most want right now? At the beginning of this book that I've read to you guys several times, I've asked you to really get clear about what you want in every area of your life. If you didn't do that earlier, you guys, now's the time to do it. Go to the list that you guys have created and choose your top 10 desires for this practice. You can select desires from different areas of your life, such as money, health, home, and relationships. Or you might want to choose 10 desires in one area you really want to change, such as work or success. Be very, very clear and specific about what you want most so that you can see the changes magically happen from this practice. Imagine you are putting in magic order with the universe for your top 10 desires, because in truth, by using the law of attraction, that's exactly what you are doing. Sit down with a pen or paper or computer or journal and create a separate list of your top 10 desires in the following way, as though you've already received them. Thank you, thank you, thank you for whatever it may be. My $1.5 billion lottery winning check. I can't believe that guy won $1.5 billion. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the high marks in my exam results, which got me into the exact college I wanted. These are just examples, you guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the great news that we're having a baby, which Corey and I are not, so please don't run with that. Thank you, thank you, thank you for an amazing phone call with my dad that has improved our relationship. Thank you, thank you, thank you from doubling the sale figures this month. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the ideas that won us over our biggest client yet. You know, I could go on and on. You guys follow what I'm saying? Writing thank yous three times in a row is a very, very powerful thing to do, because it prevents you from throwing the words away and increases your focus of gratitude. Saying thank you three times is also a magic formula, because it is the mathematical number of all new creations in the universe. For example, it takes one male and one female to create a baby. The male, the female, and a baby total three, completing a new creation. The same rule of this applies to the creation of everything in the universe, including the creation of your desires. And so when you say thank you three times in a row, you are using the magic number of creation and a secret magic formula. The second step of making all of your wishes come true involves saturating your desires with even more gratitude. You can complete the second step at any time during the day, today, either at the same time as listing your top 10 desires or intermittently throughout the day. To saturate each of your desires with gratitude and magical power, begin with the first desire on your list and use your imagination mentally and answer these following questions. But answer them as though you've already received your desire. What emotion did you feel when you received your desire? So what emotion did I feel when I won $1.5 billion? Who was the first person you told when you received your desires, and how did you tell them? What is the first thing you did when you received your desire? Include as much detail as you can in your mind. Finally, reread each desire and really emphasize the magic words thank you so that you can feel them as much as you can. Move on to the second desire on your list and follow the same step with each desire until you've completed all 10 desires. Spend at least 1 minute, you guys, on each desire. If you want to do something that's really powerful and a lot of fun, you can also create vision boards, you guys, or magic boards, whatever you guys want to call it, where you attach pictures of your desires. This is what we do and we've done in the past, and our kids have also done them. You cut out pictures and attach them to the board in the place where you will see it often. You place the words thank you, thank you, thank you in big bold letters on your magic board. Or you can use your refrigerator as a magic board. If you have family, you can create a magic board as a family. Children love it. Our kids love it. Imagine that your magic board is truly magical, and whenever you place a picture of it on your board, it instantly is being moved towards you. Your continued gratitude for it will magnetize it all the way into your life. You know, you guys, I think a lot of people will hear this and say, oh, this just takes time. This is too much time.
Right.
And okay, well, cool. Great. Then stay where you're at. Don't continue to grow and don't continue to dream.
Right.
You know, I think take the time to do it. I myself, you know, need to take the time to do it. We made vision boards on New Year's Eve, which was incredible. And the kids did it, which was really great. It was so fun. They are in our closet. And we see them. And I definitely think that we could do better on writing thank yous three times and working kind of on that.
There's always areas to improve.
Right. So to make all your wishes come true, you guys, count your blessings. Like I said, make a list of 10 blessings and write why you're grateful. Reread your list, and at the end of each blessing, say thank you, thank you, thank you, and feel as grateful for the blessing as you can. Sit down at the computer, write your top 10 desires, write thank you three times before each one as though you've already received it. For example, thank you, thank you, thank you, et cetera, your desire. You follow me, you guys? Use your imagination. You know, like if you could dream and have this incredible life when you wake up tomorrow, what would it be? We all want something different. You know, I think we all definitely have different goals. So, you know, your neighbor's not going to have the same goals as you. I don't have the same goals as my girlfriend. You know, everybody's kind of different. So your goal may just be to land a big client, or it may be, you know, everybody's goal is not to win $1.5 billion or whatever. We all have different goals for sure. It's funny. Croy's vision board is way different than mine, but yet very similar. Anyways, you guys, also write down the emotions that you feel when you received your desire. So as again, we're acting as if we've already received it. Who's the first person you told when you received your desire? What is the first great thing you did when you received it? Include as much detail as possible. And finally, reread the sentences listing your desire and really emphasize again the magic words thank you so that you can feel them as much as you can. Try this, you guys. It doesn't even have to be, you know, 10 things. It could be 5 things. I mean, some people might have 20 things, you know, but just start. Just start somewhere, right? Thank you, thank you, thank you. They say to do that on all of your bills every month that are paid. Thank you, paid in full. And just before you guys go to sleep, you can hold, you know, your mind, calm your mind down, sit there and think about all of your desires and just repeat, you know, thank you, thank you, thank you. I always tell everybody to try to think positive before you actually fall asleep. Recap your day. And then that's also the perfect time in silence to kind of continue to dream. And create, feel the feeling of whatever your number one desire is at this time. Feel that before you go to bed as if you've already had it.
Right. Right.
And keep that vision in your mind until you fall asleep.
Love it. I've always said this and I'll continue to say it. The most successful people in the world have spent hours, thousands and thousands and thousands of hours working at their craft. It may not be hard work. It may not be, you know, tiresome work. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes it is. It's just, but they have put in the time and they've practiced and refined their thoughts and everything towards their craft, whatever they're successful at. So if you want to be a master, you know, manifester, and if you want to be continuously positive in your life and continually heading in a direction that you're commanding and you're directing, you have to practice every day. Instead of pulling up Instagram, put your phone down and say thank you. Look at what you have around you. Be grateful for what's around you. Manifest new things. Focus on positivity. And genuinely, when you have a spare minute, initially put in those hours of work to build your mindset. Because that's what you're really building. It's not going to snap your fingers and you're going to turn into this huge manifester. You got to practice at it. You got to focus on it and put in the work, in the time and the energy. You have to really pour your energy into it.
Yeah, exactly right. Shit just doesn't happen, no. You know, on its own. You have to create it, think it, believe it, feel it, and do it every day.
Yep.
Do it every single day. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. And I really loved, there was a few weeks back where we said, you know, with your change and with the positivity and you keep pouring in energy and pouring energy and you're sitting there and you feel like nothing's happening, man. Like, why am I doing this? Nothing's happening. Little things are changing here and there. And there's a tipping point to where the floodgates start to open. Trust that tipping point is coming. Just keep putting in the energy, putting in the time, putting in the effort, putting in the focus of positivity and manifesting. And you will get to a tipping point to where all of that work and time put in.
And don't worry about how this stuff is going to get to you. I'm telling you, in situations in my life, I had no idea, you know, when I was pregnant with Ariana, how I was going to pay my mortgage. The house was in my name. 2 cars were in my name. I had no idea how I was going to do it. And I'm telling you, on my life, it just all worked out in the craziest ways. Hindsight, when I look back, it always has.
Yeah.
It always will. So don't stress yourself out. Like, don't ever think your dream is too big to dream.
That's absolutely not. It's your dream. Keep dreaming and dream it bigger.
Okay, you guys, on to our golden nugget.
It's the golden nugget. You win.
Let's talk about M-Sculpt. So on the way to Los Angeles in January, I was going through the new beauty magazine and they talked about this machine called M-Sculpt. And I guess it's like the latest craze. It's a machine that is attached to your body for 30 minutes and it's equivalent to doing 20,000 either sit-ups or squats because you can do your abdomen or your butt.
Right.
And so I was trying to find somebody in Georgia that had this machine and North Atlanta Dermatology has the machine. Mm-hmm. The machine's very expensive, so not everybody has it. Called them up and we went for our first treatment and it's pretty phenomenal. Corey did his abdomen. I did my butt, of course. And 30 minutes, it's like you're twerking. The machine twerks for you or the machine does your crunches for you. It's not painful. It's more weird than anything. It's kind of a weird sensation. Yeah. It's not painful.
No.
It's intense.
It can be intense. Yeah. I tried my abdomen yesterday. So you guys have to, just to give you a little bit of insight on it. Again, it's EMSCULPT.
Yeah.
You do 4 treatments every, about 2 days apart. So within, 10 days, whatever, 12, depending on your schedule, 2 weeks max, you're done with your treatment. It's again, 30 minutes. So it's more, I felt like I was getting like a Charlie horse a little bit in my abdomen yesterday. I couldn't get to 100%. My butt 100% was no issue, probably because there's enough fat there. But my abdomen, I got to 80 and I just didn't think I could take anymore.
Right. The technology's been there for a minute in a sense.
Technology's invented by Elon.
Yeah, this specific technology was invented by Elon Musk, but the similar ideas have been out there floating around. Your CVS is online, Walmart, you can go buy these things that it's like a belt, and you attach it and all of a sudden you see somebody's muscles kind of flexing, but this is way more intense, way more the energy, it's electromagnetic.
It goes 7 centimeters into the muscle, which even no matter how much you work out, you could never get to this place.
No, you could never get that deep.
And ideal candidates, you guys, are people that are healthy and fit.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something for people that are not. It's not, you're not going to really achieve
and it can only go so far through a layer of fluff or fat per se. So if you have some excess, then there's other treatments you could do to help remove that, work out, watch your diet, and then once you're at a level to where you could do it, then it's
actually
then
it's North good, Atlanta but. Dermatology has 20% off right now, you guys.
Oh wow.
Yeah, which is a pretty big savings. Yes, but the treatment's definitely worth it. They usually say that you'll see results after your last treatment, about 4 to 6 weeks after, when you'll really start to see the results. I'll be honest with you guys, I saw results instantly, I feel like.
Yeah.
So anyways, it's really a cool procedure. I think it's an investment that's really worth looking into. So for example, my core is really weak. And I think, obviously having all these kids and then having a tummy tuck made my core even weaker. And so I don't have the strength. And so I was reading an article about this woman that did it and that she's no longer had any back pain because this has strengthened her core.
Right.
And now it's enabled her to do sit-ups and do, physically feel so much better.
Yeah.
So that's why I decided to do my abdomen. And I have no back pain today for sure, which I've been dealing with quite a bit, lower back pain on and off for a while. So yeah, we'll see. I mean, this is my second treatment on my butt, first on my abdomen, and I'll finish all of my treatments next week before we go to Turks and Caicos. Really cool technology. I thought Corey was going to kill me when I was like, just, you're going to go first. And he's like, Jesus. And then he starts like, he's like, oh, I'm like, what are you doing? Like, but then once I did my abdomen, it didn't really make me crunch as much as Croy. And maybe that's why my back hurt, because I was not fighting it. But like, I don't know, Croy had me dying laughing. It was quite funny and quite amusing to watch him do that. But anyways, North Atlanta Dermatology in Duluth, Georgia, they have several offices, but the one in Duluth, Georgia has the machine. Really sweet people. And you can get 20% off right now. But highly recommend it. You guys Google it, read about it. Look at the before and afters. Again, it is a little pricey, so don't come, it's so expensive. It's an investment. I don't know exactly how much it is. I'd have to figure that out with the discount. But anyways, definitely worth it if you guys are interested. It almost gives you the look of like a six-pack. But look at the before and after pictures, you guys, and then let me know. All right, you guys, thanks so much for tuning into this episode of House of Kim.
Thanks for listening to House of Kim with Kim Zolciak-Bierman. Catch new episodes weekly exclusively on PodcastOne.com, on the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. If you love the show, don't forget to leave a rating and review.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.